My message to you today is about using visuals. It keeps children hooked, right? So here's the thing. The majority of children that you're teaching are visual, not auditory learners. Think about that. Yet we're always giving auditory instructions. The kids today are accustomed to a visual world with television, smart devices, video games, and visuals bring to life the concepts you're teaching. You know, every Saturday we do seminars and or webinars, and they're packed with visuals. There's visual clips of me or Marty teaching children. They're funny, silly visual clips. Other ones designed to just reinforce the teaching point. We use lots of props. Sometimes I put on a hat. There's a great PowerPoint visual with images, not just words, of the concepts being taught. A woman came up to me after a seminar that was an in-person seminar was completed. She said, "Thank you so much. The visuals all brought everything to life for me so much better than at other trainings where I hear a lecture." Here's the thing. You can do this too. You don't have to have video clips, but you can use other forms of visuals with the kids. They attract attention. Have props. Put on a silly hat like I did. Get a puppet. Or better even, you can be the visual with the expressiveness of your face and your voice as you teach. Act out a point as you're teaching. Just start singing and moving your arms. I like to say, teach with your hands. Because children, they look at you when they see your hands. I don't mean be waving all the time, but use your hands. Visuals make a difference. So have a great day. And remember, you are a difference maker. Yes, you are. P.S. We'd love to come to you if you have 20 or more staff members. So you can email or click here on a link we'll have, or email Shannon and you have her email address. All right. Have a great day.